welcome to the rebranded podcast. Woo! You're meant to say woo.
I was going to clap, but I think the mic might overload and it'll just be like, boop, boop, boop.
That'd be hilarious. I'm Fee, one of the co-hosts, one of the five co-hosts of the show, I should say. And I'm joined with Klein.
Hiya.
Yeah, one of the other five co-hosts. Yep, cool, we're good with that. We've said that part.
Nice.
So we haven't explained this before on episodes, but basically there's now five people who run this show, me being one of them, Klein being the other. We've got Stuarty Boy, also known as Stuart, because no one else calls him Stuarty Boy. Stu Boy as well, aye. Kieran, who everyone's met before, and Barry, who you guys should have met, but I haven't posted the episode with Barry yet. Sorry, Barry. Next week.
This is cruel.
I know. I lost it. Like, it wasn't a good start. So then Barry went to Dubai on holiday. Nice. I lost the episode, and he couldn't then send me it because he was on holiday. But yeah, anyway, we're not here to talk about Barry. We're here to talk about you, Klein.
Oh, no.
Spotlight out.
I know. I don't know what to say. I've done one episode with Fiona before. I don't really do podcasts. The feedback from people the last time was really nice. Yeah. Genuinely, so thank you for that.
Yeah, so that's why I was
shit at it the whole time. Still on, but it was very encouraging, so thank you.
You seem way more relaxed this time, but that's because Klein's sitting with a glass of mead.
Yes.
He's like, I'm getting the mead out, and I'm like, Klein, it's a school night, didn't care.
You're too busy, right? It's Friday the morning, right? That counts.
That's true. It's like a long weekend, but you're not getting the long weekend.
No, I don't. No.
Gutted, man. Basically, I mean, this is really random. This is just like an episode for you to get to know Klein.
It's a filler episode.
It's a filler episode, aye. But, I fell asleep, right, and then Klein, like, texts me to, like, come up to his, and I was like, oh my god, and I text him being like, oh, I'm no watching Spider-Man tonight, because we have a Spider-Man night most weeks, but we try to.
Spider-Man 97.
Spider-Man 97.
The best one.
Aye. For now, we're going to get onto the other series, though.
I know, but it's my original. I've got, action figures I had from when I was wee.
Actually, people can't see it, but right beside us right now, I'm wearing my Tobey Maguire jumper, and Klein happens to have an official movie calendar, 2003.
It's great. It's got a top. What month's the topless one? Tobey Maguire.
Klein's a little too interested in the topless Tobey Maguire picture. I think
there's like a glossary right on the back here.
Oh, is there? Oh, here we go. Topless Maguire.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
July. What a month to be alive.
He's got the dorky glasses coming off.
Aye.
Brilliant. Brilliant composition.
Anyway, yeah, so I fell asleep and I was like, oh no, I'm so tired, like I don't know if I'll be able to record. Then on the way up to Klein's, I got this lease of life and I felt like I was on like a high. And I was like flying up the road, tunes blasting. And then I saw this woman, right? And she was power walking. And I didn't realise how ridiculous power walking looked. And she was really going for it. Like, you know, she had all the gym gear on, like proper power walking. And she was going that fast. And I was like, why is she not jogging? Like, if she just puts a little bounce into that, it would look way better. It was so aggressive. And now I'm thinking, why is power walking even a thing?
It's a competitive sport as well.
No way.
Aye.
Jesus.
Oh, you've not watched Malcolm in the Middle, have you?
No, I've only seen clips.
Oh, there's an episode where his dad, like, hardcore takes it up and becomes, like, competitive. And he wears, like, this, like, aerodynamic morph skin suit. Oh. And this, like, helmet, but the plastic of the helmet comes, like, all the way down his back. So, like, you get that, like, aerodynamic. I can't believe you've never seen that.
No, I still
hopefully whoever's on this knows what I'm on about, because it's iconic. You should watch it, it's brilliant.
I wish we could put
images up on, like, the screen on top.
If we had a different platform to record on, we could.
Nothing but up.
I'll randomly just post them on Instagram. Just the pictures, like.
See, to be fair, that would do it. It's a great photo. I won't waste it. I don't want to waste it.
Okay, you don't want to waste it for me. Okay.
But it's like a whole thing. I don't know if it's like a big sport, but like it is like there is people who will say they like are a power walker.
That's so strange. Like, fair say you're a runner, but a power walker. So you were talking about a guy who cuts about your town power walking and.
Oh, it's mad. He uses a walking stick as well. But I don't know if he's like exercising his chest as well when he does it, because like I'm doing the pose.
Right? I do that as well.
Essentially, like elbows flat, like 180 degrees, like flat line. Up like past his shoulders, and then he like moves his arms in like a pumping motion as he's gone. I see him all the time. He's obviously extremely fit. I just the methods of getting there beyond me.
Beyond aye.
But aye, I've seen him walk out in front of cars. I've seen that. I nearly done it. He nearly done it with me, but he was really quick. But he had his dog at the time.
He was really quick.
He was quick. He's fucking like, see, like junctions. He'll just eat them in seconds, but that pace. But his dog was like off lead behind him. He was a good dog, but he was just following right behind him. And if I was going to hit anything that I didn't slam on the brake, if I was going to hit anything, it would have been the dog, which is horrible.
That's horrible.
Which is the bit I was like, what? Like, but no, I see him all the time. It's quite a lot of power. Like, was it in Fault House you seen it?
Aye, it was like coming up into like your road.
There must be a scene for it here.
Aye, like she had the proper, you know, like.
And power walking underground up here.
Power walking anonymous.
Rogue athletes up here, I tell you. Athletes. Don't know why I'm making fun of that. I play toy guns as a hobby.
Aye. You do, aye.
Yes.
Moving on swiftly.
Proud of that.
Proud of that. Me, you just hear the cricket noises in the background.
Me and the boys.
Oh, well, last night, me and Klein went to see Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Mm-hmm. Now, if you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy 3, we're not going to give away spoilers, but you'll see in the trailer there's a new character called Adam... Adam...
Well, Adam what?
I mucked that up so bad.
Before we recorded, it was Adam Warlock as well. Which makes him sound like, I don't know, like medieval.
Adam Warlock. There's a character called Adam Warlock.
There we go.
And yeah, he's really cool. So I was like looking up information on the comic book character, blah, blah. I think he can basically like come back from the dead all the time. So he just goes into like a cocoon, and then he comes back stronger. But like in the film, they were like, he came out of the cocoon too early. So like he's kind of dopey and stuff. And see, when he was doing stuff in the film, I was like, that's kind of like me. Because like, I was premature by like 7 weeks. So
wait.
I came out of the cocoon like early.
I couldn't get it. That's my... I feel real bad for my mum. She was like legit 50 straight hours of labour.
Oh my god.
I came out the wrong way. I came out fucked. Like,
mate, why am I not surprised that you didn't want to leave something that was like warm and dark?
Implications of work. Like, I knew it was coming in how many years, a decade or whatever. Like, just wanted to stay in, hold the line.
It's hard to... Clive was like, no, please, I just want to be in my bed.
I replicate the feelings of the women at my desk. I don't know why I fucking...
That is amazing. You are Adam Warlock in a sense then, because you like to be in a cocoon.
A wee bit.
He's
extremely fit, but I'm on the other hand, I'm not.
We know we need to take up power walking.
If I'm doing it at the level that dude's doing it, I'll be bigger than him in nae time. Tell you that.
You'd be racing him. Basically, if you haven't listened to the last episode, we spoke a little bit about paranormal stuff and how we're going to be doing a little Japanese theme. A little Japanese...
That's usually me doing that.
I know. A little Japanese theme. Yeah, right now we just wanted to do a funny episode because that's kind of what me and Kieran done. So basically, right, me and Kieran spoke about how we knew each other. So, how we met. Let's go with that.
I was like, because you mentioned that that was what we were going to talk about.
I
was thinking about it yesterday.
I don't...
And I can't fully remember.
I can hardly remember that as well. I can't place it. I just remember we started talking. Aye, so I remember we were in the same Reggie class, and I remember like writing your name down for some reason. I don't remember why. And you just turned to me and you were like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you wrote spelled my name right."
It was like, I didn't know you knew my name either. Because like
that's so sad. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
That sound really sad.
That does.
I just like it was weird because like I probably was just because I was a whole fucking wee goblin. Like, so like
goblin.
The first 4 years of school, like just, I didn't know how to explain it other than that one, to be honest. Because I didn't know you until at least fourth year, or like even coming to the close of fourth year.
Aye, I think it was like fifth year we started proper talking.
Aye.
Remember I used to spray you with perfume every day, like a different type of perfume.
So it was in that computer, and you'd come in and spray me.
And just leave.
Like, cough like fuck. Because sometimes you just get me right in the face with it.
Aye.
Like, you're done, mate.
Like, there was vanilla, mango, grapefruit, and I just used to come in every day. Spray and leave.
To be fair, I liked the vanilla one, to be fair.
Aye, that
I
was
like
nice.
Vanilla, you know.
No. Aye.
That sounds really boring, like, the flavour. Not, like, the boring way of doing things.
I'm so beige.
Beige. It's like...
Oh, so yeah, that's how me and Clay know each other. We've been good pals ever since.
What?
That was really creepy. I just seen something move at the side of your mirror. Was there somebody at the back?
think my dad might, or maybe one of the cats.
I don't know, it was huge.
I didn't see that. I messed up together.
That's really, like, I was sitting like this, and from the corner of my eye, I just seen something like a shadow.
It's the worst thing about having, like, big mirrored cupboards in here.
Oh, I'm creeped out. Oh, well, there you go. That was an actual live reaction of seeing something.
Live paranormal activity right here.
Oh.
It's live. We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. Live from Sleepy Town, because we've just woke up.
Sleepy Town, that's just a good... That's where I reside.
That's where you reside.
Citizenship.
Oh, man. Aye, so last night at the cinema, we were, like, getting ready to watch the post-credits, and I turned round, and there was this lassie, right? And she had her trousers half down.
Oh, my God.
And I just turned to Klein, and I go, like... Can you see that? It's like the moon.
Shocking.
Like, I mean, the cinema was roasting, right? So I can't figure out if...
All right,
she's not... No, but my two reasons are, it was either so hot, she needed some air, right? Or reason number two was, it was so hot, she didn't even realise they'd fell down. And she literally just walked out like that, and Klein's face was
she
such
stood
a
up.
Picture.
Fiona had clocked it early. And Fiona was like, what the fuck? And like... See when you look at someone and you don't think it's real. It was like, we've all seen it, right? We've seen it in work, we've seen it in the shops. Some folk just have the wee tote bit sticking out. That's
like, the builder's ass.
It's not tolerable, but that's the limit. That's like the limit that should be, right? But this was like, I didn't know.
Her trousers were right
like,
down.
It was almost as if she just had the whole thing out. And like, there's a definitive long line. And like, just in the cinema, and it was dark too. Right, the lights hadn't came back on yet because the credits were still
the screen
rolling.
Light was hitting off it.
It was like, so like, you shouldn't see it as bad if there's no that, if it wasn't bright, but you could. And like, I didn't see her fix it. She put a jacket on. That was right, wasn't it? She put a jacket on. And she like, got up, walked out. But it turns out, She didn't, like, she was with somebody who was, like, I think, hardly walking.
He was limping.
He was limping pretty bad, and he had, like, a cane. But, like, she fucking made no effort to even look at him when she was waiting. Like, she got up and walked, like, all the way, like, you know, like, doing the wee steps, all the way around the front seats, in front of the screen, and out the, you know, like, the side door. No effort to just walk right out. And I was, like, she, like, I just seen it. It's like, she didn't even wait. He hadn't even got out of the row yet in no. The seats.
Maybe he actually only had a limp because he just got blinded by the shine off her
he
ass.
He
couldn't see.
Or, like, know, who knows? Whatever's happening there wasn't a very good situation anyway.
Me and Klein talk about ass all the time. It's the weirdest thing, right? And it all started from Go Ape.
I made it worse. There was a guy at Go Ape, harnesses, right? They tighten things up a bit down there, right? But this was just ridiculous. It was like respectful at the like the glutes, like
God style.
Honestly, like ridiculous.
And like he had to be in front of us the whole time.
He was
time.
In front of us the whole time. I was watching him climbing ladders. I was watching him climb rope ladders, which is even more stressful. It was a like. It's one of the things where your eyes are immediately drawn to it.
I thought his trousers were going to burst.
Same, they might have. Maybe they're special made. Anti-burst. Anti-burst. They were shorts too, I think.
King ass.
He was king ass.
And like ever since then, that was like 2021. Ever since then, it's, like ass has followed us. Like,
aye.
So we mentioned earlier about watching Spider-Man 97 cartoons. The
oh,
amount
yes.
of ass that is in that show. Like some of that show, I'm like, that's not appropriate for kids.
It's definitely one of the shows that like has stuff for the parents.
Aye.
And like, well, see, to be fair, right? There's a lot of like, it's not like they like. Looney Tunes and things have like things like that, and they'll hint at things,
yeah.
And they'll have a wink at like the parents. This is like full on love circle for a whole season.
Yep.
And like, he's like cheating on Mary Jane essentially at points as Spider Man because he sees him as somebody. Wild stuff. Like for 1970, pretty heavy on.
Yep. Yeah.
But the animation. So the writers obviously had an idea of like. The adult implications of the show. But the animators took it one step further, I would say. Like, everyone, every character in it has, like, some sort of overly drawn ass at one point. And no, like, I don't know how to explain it, it's just ridiculous. Like, you'll see him climbing up a wall and the cheeks are move or something. Something that you shouldn't be drawn.
Or Rhino, for example.
Like Rhino when he just like when he's doing his heat button run thing and he's like bent air, he's heat, you know, his horn like horn gone.
And like, I wish this was being videoed because you should have seen like the position Clayton went into.
And his, obviously he's like, I don't know if he is like abnormal. He's like, he's a mutant, as you know.
He's something like that.
But his ass looks square.
Aye.
And they don't hide that. You see it so much because he's doing so much charging. And he usually winds like he's stuck in a wall because he's been outsmarted by Spider-Man. Yet again. And he usually like has ended up with his head buried in concrete. Ass up.
Ass up. Like, there's points where we've paused the show and we've been literally screaming.
We've been... I swear we have photos each on either our phones of like different asses.
Cartoon ass we do. There's actually one picture and Mary Jane looks absolutely out or not on some form of drugs.
They must have not finished that render, like
her
that
eyes
frame.
Are, like,
they go opposite ways for like 4 seconds flat. It's not even like it's a blip and like that frame fucked it. Like
aye.
They've just went, alright.
I ain't gone.
We've got time. Eyes going like right out and she's getting like a close up, but her eyes just, I don't, she doesn't look the same person because of how badly the renders went. It's a great show. It sounds like we're just watching it for criticism, but it's fantastic.
No, like, that's what we like about it.
It needs to be rough around the edges a wee bit. That's what makes things good.
Oh, absolutely. So another really stupid thing that we have about our humour is just really things that Klein does, and it's just, you realise that it's not normal, but it's so freaking funny. For example, we were in Red China, is it called?
China Red.
China Red China.
I mean, you're right.
I mean, I'm right. You're right. I'm right. China Red in Edinburgh on, like, Friday last week. And
Sesame Chicken.
Aye, we're just, like, fangirling
unbelievable
over.
Unbelievable.
And I came out of the bathroom, right, because I went to the toilet to, like, wash my hands, and I came out, and there was, like, a queue, and then I went into the cubicle the person came out of, but... The floor was soaking wet and the handle of the toilet was like ringing.
Oh.
And I couldn't, like, I was like standing broken and I said, like, I couldn't then straight away leave the cubicle because the person was still like in washing their hands and, you know, I got the guilt and all that. So I waited till she left and I washed my hands and came flying out and I was like to Klein, right, pal, I couldn't go to the toilet because, then explained to him. And he was like, well, wait till I tell you a story. Cue story.
I don't know if I should start like on the investigation itself, or just my general experience. I seem to be unlucky with toilets. Not my inability to do what I need to do. Just for clarity, right? I just, like... Right, I work for Sky, but I'm not going to say what building I'm in, right? Because, like, obviously there's, like, folk faced round about West Lothian that
mm-hmm.
listen to this, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know, right? But by, like, I don't know, I get in at the office at 8 or earlier, and by like 9...
Do you hell?
And sometimes I fuck it. By like 9 o'clock, I've barely been in an hour. Like, no one's... I don't see many people in the canteen yet, you know, there's no 8 yet. Like, I haven't been for my role yet, but there's a lot of toilets in this building, because there's a lot of staff, as everyone knows about Sky, right? And the toilets are fucked by 9, half 9 in the morning. And I mean... fucked. And like, someone who's in the office semi-regularly now, like, if it's at the end of the day and they're smelling a bit, makes sense. You know, it's been well used. The cubicles have been well used that day. Hundreds of people in the buildings, right? But it's by like 9, 9:15, they're reeking. And it's no like, it's just... I sound like a fucking nutter when like, but it's so frustrating. Because there's even fucking my team who have come back and, like, it's, like, you know, they're gone again.
That's mental.
And, like, there's, like...
So folk notice, then? There's, like, a serial...
Oh!
A
it's serial... more than one person.
Wow.
It, like, whatever folk are eating at night. And I, like, I know my diet's not the best, right? But that output, I'm not doing that. It's fucking thick in there. It's musk. Thick musk by 9 o'clock in the morning. So... I need to go, like, to the other side of the building because there's toilets that I'm aware of and they're, like, full-sized, like, cubicled men toilets, but there's not many folk in parts of the building, so you usually get spared that. And that's where I go. I can't believe I'm talking about this.
So
it's just, like...
Tell them the story that... The real investigation. This the college
is,
investigation.
This is going to be really bad. And I feel like I'm going to get it brought up in other podcasts and I'm going to be able to like not defend myself.
You are, because I get brought up the whole thing where I used to wear goggles in the shower because I was fierce. So this is going to be your thing.
Really? You never told me that. What the fuck?
I used to wear goggles in the shower because I was scared that the ghosts would get me. So if I had goggles on, like, because you're vulnerable, your eyes are closed. But if you wear goggles, like swimming goggles, you can then keep your eyes open even though the shampoo's everywhere. I think that's a genius and inventive
sense.
Idea. Exactly.
But it's schizo.
Oh my god!
That's actual skit behaviour.
You... Right, wait for it. I'm shouting into the mic now. Everyone, wait till you hear Klein's story, right? Wait until you hear this story, and then you will put voting buttons out, and you tell us who's more schizo, me or Klein. Cue the investigation
Mine's
story.
Mine's schizo. Mine's is just fucking... I don't know what you'd call it, like...
Tell the story, the audience will decide.
Alright, okay. Mm-hmm. So, just after high school, I went to college. I don't know why I'm giving it such a broad introduction.
It deserves it.
Doing computer science at college. It's like fucking stressful as it is, right? And just think about this. How do I want this? Basically, second year starts and the toilet experience has been fine. This is before I've realised what people are capable of, right?
Blast off.
Absolute, like, beyond that. Like the space rocket that prematurely blew up with all the people in it. But it's messier than that.
What are these people doing?
Honestly, I was going to go back to that, but right, I'm in college, and first year went swimmingly for that kind of experience. You know, I'm still naive to the world. I'm like just 18, don't understand the capabilities of man or woman. Who knows? Who knows who's coming in? Don't know who it was. Still don't. Had this. Everyone right. Folk can say what they want. People have favourite cubicles in work or in places they go.
Yep.
Right? It's just how it is for humans. And I had my favourite one because I had a window. It's the only one on that floor with a window. And I don't know why. I wasn't even tall enough to see out the fucking window because it was like up above me.
Did you stand on the toilet to see it?
I probably did. I can't physically remember my day in it, but okay. Like, I probably did.
You absolutely did, yeah.
But once again, man rears its ugly head and... Started, it was this one cubicle, it wasn't even like any of the other ones, it was like in the morning, because I got in for like 10 o'clock classes or something, and like, it'd be like, before I got in, obviously this had happened, and it wasn't even like smelly, it was full-on blocked every day I was in, like, full with paper, and like,
disgusting.
It was just horrible, and I was trying to just like, I was stressed as it was with my graded units, and like, all the other shit I was having a day for, like, the fucking qualification. And, like, just didn't need it. And I think that's probably why I just started doing what I did. Essentially, like, I was like, I could figure out who's doing this. There's only certain folk in on certain days, and it's happening on the certain days that I'm in. So, because there were two computer science classes, and they were on at the same time. So...
This is... The build-up is really insane.
So... I thought about how I should do it. I kind of just stand inside the cubicle. It sounds so fucking bad.
Basically, Klein's trying to figure out who is destroying his toilet every day.
And like, because it was out of order. It was like, I swear he just let it flood on purpose. It'd be fucking water out of the floor.
Disgusting.
Because it'd be like, take the door for some of the water sometimes. He's like, really let it go.
Jesus.
Maybe he wasn't even doing the toilet. Maybe he was just coming in and flooding the fucking thing.
Does he have bowel cancer? Does he need checks?
Maybe he wasn't even doing the toilet. I swear he's just going in there, smashing toilet paper in it, flooding it and getting it.
Maybe.
Who knows the intentions of people? So... There was a couple of occasions where I swear I was in the toilet at the same time as the perpetrator. And I decided to take a photo of their shoes. Not when they were in the toilet, by the way. When they walked past my cubicle, because I would be aware. And I tried to... essentially, my thinking at the time was like, if I figure out who it is... I had no intention of doing anything to the person, by the way. Sounds like I'm trying to figure out where they stay or something. I think I just wanted to see who was doing it. I just wanted to know. Because it was definitely named in my class, because I had a really wee class. And, like, they were all normal. Most of them were normal. couple of furries in there.
Oh, no.
Sorry to anybody who's a furry here.
Hashtag furry con.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know what furries is, then just go and enjoy.
Don't look it up.
Don't look it up on a government laptop.
I especially, 100% don't do that at your work. I'm not being responsible for anybody losing their jobs. Please, just forget the last 10 seconds. Just do that for your own good, because ignorance is bliss when it comes to some things.
Aye.
And, well, to write my story off, I never figured out who'd done it, because I finished, within a few months of me launching the investigation. And, you know, at the time I didn't say anything wrong with it, but I've grew up, it's been a good few years now, maybe shouldn't have done that.
Take pictures on a daily basis. It's someone's shoes to figure out who's blocking the toilet.
Multiple different pairs of trainers. I must have the voice somewhere. But I don't even know why I must have been sending it to somebody. I must have been sending it to one of my mates and been like, is that, might get him the day. I don't know. I really don't know. I actually totally forgot about it until we went out in Edinburgh the other week. And
almost spat my dinner out.
Just gave me perspective on things. Shouldn't have done that.
You know, it's so amazing though.
No,
what was it you were saying?
Moral of the story, right? Mm-hmm. See if nobody's about. Just use a disabled one. Grow up. That's to me, not anybody here.
Oh man.
This is some filler episode.
It's not even a filler episode, it's literally a get to know us episode.
Oh my god.
People need to know what they're in for.
This is me at my worst, right?
This is me.
She said I'm drinking and it makes I don't know.
The thing is, we say he's drinking, he's not even had a sip.
It's rhubarb mead for chalice mead. It's a wee treat.
What we'll do is we'll insert the clip of us trying to open the bottle and you'll hear hear how that went. Insert clip somewhere. I mean, I'm terrible with the tech, guys, so the clip may be in some part of this episode or it might be the end, I don't know, but hopefully it'll be at this part. Insert clip now! Wah! Take one trying to open the rhubarb and... What is it? Rhubarb and what?
Just rhubarb
meeb. Rhubarb meeb? Meeb?
Is it recording?
Go. Oh, nice one. Boop. Excellent. Now the clip's been inserted and hopefully that's worked.
I just might hear the again, the cork, struggling to get the cork out.
It was so good. But, so I don't know what's more psycho. Me trying to keep my eyes open in the shower so ghosties didn't get me, or Klein stalking a cereal farmer.
Cereal shitter. This is how it is.
It has to be you.
See, I thought my impression in the last one was come across alright.
But that's the thing, that was a false normal persona. Klein, we are not normal. We can't give them this persona.
Just for clarity, I give this personality. I don't know how to explain it. I just refer to myself as a goblin because that makes the excuses better. That makes an excuse for me to misbehave. Not that I misbehave all the time. It sounds like, I don't know.
Mate, we absolutely do. We should not be employed. We say this to ourselves. We can't talk about that on the podcast. We should not be employed.
This guy's gonna kick my head in. To be fair, none of this happened in Sky.
No.
Hey,
no, I'm in college.
Just for clarity, I was in college. Different time.
Your mom goes to college.
Different me. Different me.
Dynamite.
I was watching that not long ago.
Oh, class.
Fantastic.
Vote for Pedro.
It's my favourite bit is the Tupperware sales bit.
Oh,
my favourite bit. That wasn't even meant to happen.
Oh, really?
The Tupperware was meant to pop back up. And the boy just fucking rolled with it. It's great.
That's class.
Because he reverses out of his truck and then just explodes mine. And he's just ding! And he just fucking drives away. He's left everything there with the woman too that he was selling it.
So sad.
Brilliant.
Oh, man.
They're no budget for that either.
I love that film.
It just showed you. All the money gets thrown into films nowadays. Marvel films.
Oh, we are the biggest Marvel fans. Hardcore, cry at it. Cry for months at it. We took time off work for these movies and we're so disappointed with what's
happened. They were good. I mean, it was worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Just for clarity.
Yeah, we saw Spider-Man No Way Home 9 times in the cinema.
Did we?
9 times.
Was it actually?
Aye.
Holy fuck.
We've
seen it twice in one day.
Yeah, so basically we went to the very first ever showing that was released.
Midnight. Was it midnight?
No, it was 8 a.m.
Oh, it was 8 a.m. That was Batman, wasn't it?
Aye, Batman was the midnight. So, 8 a.m. showing. Came out the show and went straight to Wagamama. The lassie was like, what do you want to order? And we were like, I'm so sorry, we're going to need longer because we literally cannot think. And me, Klein and Stuart were just sitting there like totally wiped out from the film. Got something to eat, took Stuart home because he was going to work, and then me and Klein just went back to the cinema. Yep, let's go.
We had a cup of tea. Aye. That was the bit I remember the most, because like, we went back to yours because we were both like nearly falling asleep.
I flatlined almost.
Aye, like, we were sitting on either couch in your living room, just sitting.
It's because the king was back, man. Tobey Maguire was back.
I turned around when Tobey Maguire appeared on screen and Fiona had like, she was crying so much.
And the clapping, remember the big meaty clap? Aye. Everyone was clapping.
Because I think it was only folk that were younger than us in the cinema at the time. Mm-hmm. So they clapped more for, Andrew.
Yeah.
And you must have not been happy about that.
I know, I did clap for Andrew, but when Toby came on, we went
mental. You clapped the longest.
The longest.
And the hardest. Bum, 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 properly.
Aye.
Worth it.
Every time,
good to see him, but...
Oh, yeah. Good to see him as if we know him. It's good to see you. Good to see you, Toby.
So it's the second time he's been brought up in different conversations in this.
Toby's always on our mind.
If we ever get a studio, that topless photo's going behind me.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, we can't chuck this... You know, I'm going to pose with this picture later, actually. Nobody can see it, and I just pose with it.
I forgot he's got glasses as well.
I'll do the pose. I was going to say, I'll start taking my top off. Jesus.
I was like, right...
It's like, right, get out!
My mum's here.
Oh my. Okay, I think we should wrap this up now. The guys have heard enough.
It's good to see everybody again.
Yeah.
Genuinely thanks for the feedback before. That, like, really did pick me up a bit because, like, literally never done anything like this. Like, there's no form of media that involves me.
There is now.
Like, that sounds dodgy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Go my way to make a podcast or something.
Yeah.
And, like, it is fun to be involved, so thank you for the feedback. And I've not met any of the other boys yet. Well, I've met Stuart, but, like, in this context of doing this. So I'm excited to see them as well. And I hope they don't think, after the stories I've told.
They'll love you, man. They'll love you.
So I'm not going to do that to anyone ever again. just for clarity.
I'm not going to take pictures of anyone's shoes ever again.
But, like, don't fuck up toilets when about me. But I think that goes for anybody. Yeah. Like, oh my god.
Where? See it.
I just had a wave from when I was wee. Like 10. There was a boy who used to live like just like kind of over like about 5 minutes away or something.
Mm-hmm.
His name was James. Oh my god. This is a true story. It sounds brutal. I actually totally forgot about this. Hung out with James for years. He was like, I don't think he was meant to be here very long. I think his parents were moving to Hong Kong or something. Mm. But they bought a house around about a year before they moved. I think there was like a transition period, but he was here for like 2 years. Mm. And when he was selling his house, we were still just hanging about normal because we're away. Mm. And there was one day, he was here in my house and he just went to the toilet. I can't fucking believe this.
Oh, no.
I cannot believe. I just, after all the toilet, I've spoken about toilet hangs most of this episode, but this is a brainwave. Went to the toilet and then he fucking left. Like, he didn't even say bye to me.
Really?
He just, like, literally walked out and he'd. This sounds really bad. I'm not going to say anything else about his name other than James. There's plenty of Jameses in the world. Blocked my toilet, overflowed it. For real. He moved away after this. I'll confirm this with my mum when we finish this. Wiped his arse with the decorative towels that we have. Wiped his arse with him and fucking left. I'm not kidding. I don't know if that's too much for the podcast.
Nah, not at all. What a minger.
I'll talk less about toilets the next time. Most of the chat here...
People are disgusting.
I know, but it seems like I'm disgusting because I'm the one retaining all this information.
You're just telling the story, man.
But I'd never seen James again.
Oh my god.
I never seen him again. I'm even kidding.
Oh my god. Wow.
Aye. I'm going to forget about that one again.
If you could see Klein's face right now, he is genuinely like in
totally
a total wave of shock.
It sounds like I'm just making this up, but like
it doesn't. Like, why would you make that up?
I don't know.
See, like, guys, like any paranormal encounter, why would you make it up? So in this case, why would Klein make this up?
I feel I'd class that as paranormal as well, because I've never seen him again.
He literally disappeared.
Aye.
Was he abducted by aliens?
He might have been one himself, just to sabotage us. But But I...
block all the pipes?
It was because Brooke brought it up. My mate, one of my best friends, Brooke, known him since I was three.
Mm-hmm.
He brought it up a few months ago. So it's been in the space, and now...
wow.
You know, we've done this filler episode, and I've just spoken about toilets and the process of... and I don't know what else to say.
I feel like...
I'm going to talk about else, other things.
I feel like plumbing is, like, your future. Like Mario! It's a me, Mario!
From my experience of labouring as a plumber for 3 years, I hope it isn't.
Yeah. On a final note, me and Klein really like Mario, and we went to the Mario movie.
Fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant movie. We went to see it a few times. He also went and saw it in Amsterdam in this really cool cinema, which we're going to head to in October when we go there. Anyway, so we were coming out of the centre in Livingston, and we're walking down the stairs. Oh. We're walking down the stairs that used to be the big fountain. We still call it the fountain, but for proper context, the stairs. And there was these people walking past, and I was like, oh, Klein, let's double dare us to do the Mario and Luigi, like, woohoo! And, like, jump. So good. And jump down the stairs. And we're like, oh, let's do it. So, 1, 2, 3, woohoo! We jumped. But as we'd done it, my phone flipped in the air and it's like smashed into the ground and part of the screen kind of cracked, but it was just a screen protector. And
I shattered it.
Klein absolutely crapped it. And but like, these folk didn't even react. And we were standing in the middle of the centre outside Pizza Express.
Laughing.
Like, cry laughing.
Because I shat it, because like, you should have heard the noise of the phone.
Oh, aye.
See, when you're like, I'm sure people have dropped their phone. Aye. See that noise you hear when it hits the ground and you're like... you can't see the screen yet.
Aye.
And you're like, it's gone. And you know it's gone. Somehow it wasn't.
And I was proper laughing and Klein was so panicked about the phone and I was just like, dude, we're Mario, who cares?
We're Mario. Oh. I was actually surprised by how good it was.
I'm so good, man. But yeah, however, next episodes we're going to do... oh, we said we were going to do review episodes, actually, of certain things, like shows and everything, so we still need to do
that. I'm up for that.
Yeah, because there were some paranormal shows we were going to watch, and then... remember you found them?
Aye.
Yes. So yeah, we're going to have some paranormal show reviews for you, Japanese ghosty stories, and yes, some just general chit-chat, and then hopefully you're going to have an episode where all five of us are together at some point.
That'll be fun.
That'll be class.
It's a fucking riot.
It's going to be a riot, yeah. But yeah, check us out on Instagram at The Rebranded Podcast. Email us therebrandedpodcast23@gmail.com. And yeah, it's been fun being one of the co-hosts with the other co-host over here.
Thank you, you too.
You too.
thanks for having me again.
We'll catch you on the flip. Bye.
Bye. Au revoir.